Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Leader Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. My name is Renee Goles, Assistant Principal at Tuckasegee Elementary School, and today we are going to talk about personalizing the learning needs of beginning teachers. At Tuckasegee Elementary School, and like many other schools throughout CMS, we are often focused on the need to personalize the learning of our diverse student populations. We cultivate positive relationships with and between students, give students voice and choice in their processes of learning, collect and track data aligned to academic and social-emotional goals of each student, and discuss college and career options based on student strengths in school. A few years ago, we realized that what we were doing for students through personalized learning needed to be done in onboarding and supporting our beginning teachers. The same needs for relationships, voice and choice, data collection, and career growth options are needed in order to effectively onboard new teachers. With 100% of the teachers participating in our beginning teacher support program achieving or exceeding proficiency as measured by the North Carolina Teacher Evaluation Tool and an over 85% retention rate, we are often asked what we are doing with our teachers. So today, I want to outline our process for you and invite you to collaborate with me in this work. To best share our processes and programming, we have broken it into steps that you can follow in order to personalize the learning of your beginning teacher program. The steps begin after you have identified the necessary number of quality mentors and have shared the North Carolina mentor standards with them. Step 1. Create a year-long schedule with a clear focus for development. First, set a schedule where you can meet with mentors and their mentees, or protégés as we call them at Tuckasegee, once a month for formal professional development. We have outlined our year-long plan in alignment with Paul Bambrick's Get Better Faster, Rigor and Management Trajectories, and matched each phase of the trajectories to Doug Lamov's Teach Like a Champion strategies. We choose to outline our year this way based on specific school needs. We considered EVOS data, teacher evaluation data, and student achievement data in choosing this focus. In developing your focus, don't forget to consider adult learning theory and allow yourself to craft your plan in specific alignment to your school needs. Adults learn best from their peers and role models. They also appreciate when expectations and visions for development are clear. With all of this in consideration, our vision for this year is to provide authentic support to beginning teachers through Get Better Faster coaching, aligned to management and rigor trajectories, Teach Like a Champion best practices, and mentorship provided by teacher colleagues. Your plan needs to be something fluid. It should change each year based on the triangulation of data points. When your plan is a match to your school's needs, your outcomes will be promising. Step 2, develop monthly agendas. Another month, another meeting, right? The development of quality agendas that drive meetings should be drafted in pattern and shared with mentors and their protégés before the meeting so they know what to expect. We want our teachers to crave coming to our monthly meetings, so we make sure that agendas include time for celebration and reflection. Keeping the personalized learning profiles in mind, we tend to focus on building open-mindedness, risk-taking, and receptiveness to feedback through our agendas. Agendas serve as our selling point to meeting attendance and outline how worthwhile attendance will be. We have found great success in aligning our meetings to the standards in the North Carolina Teacher Evaluation Tool. This helps us educate new teachers on how they will be evaluated and helps them build evidence for their progress in each standard, with specific focus on standards 2 and 4 throughout the year-long programming. Step 3, plan and deliver professional development. Professional development provides multiple opportunities to learn, a key component in adult learning theory. Agendas outline the PD, and a solid plan must exist where the leader of the group is not the sole deliverer of the best practices being taught. Schedule those teachers who are rock stars in their classrooms to present on their best practices during this professional development time, and take beginning teachers to the edge of their comfort zone by role-playing best practices. This gives them the opportunity to gain feedback from their peers, not just those who evaluate them. We have been able to have some of our first-year teachers lead professional development due to the success we have seen during their walkthroughs and formal observations. This practice empowers everyone involved and builds culture. Our insight survey results are currently at an all-time high, with our beginning teachers feeling fully supported by their peers. All professional development should reinforce the goals in your school improvement plan, and by the end of each session, everyone in attendance should be able to articulate what quality strategies look like and set goals around student achievement through the use of these strategies. Sounds just like student ownership, doesn't it? Remember that you can personalize the learning needs of your beginning teachers just like you do your students. Each teacher in their first 3 years of experience is assigned a coach who they work with every week. In coaching sessions, areas of strength and areas of development are identified and a plan of action is created, just as a teacher might do in conferring with a student. This job-embedded professional development proves to be meaningful as student achievement is being positively impacted. Remember to make it personal and personalized. Step 4, provide opportunities for peer observations, pineapple chart style. Perhaps the most important piece of our programming, and one of the reasons why our program continues to be successful, is regularly providing opportunities for peer observations, pineapple chart style. The pineapple chart was introduced to me by another CMS administrator. Not only is the pineapple possibly the world's most delicious fruit, a symbol of summer, and super trendy lately, but it's a symbol that means welcome. We have developed a pineapple chart where master teachers indicate times and subjects during which beginning teachers are welcome to come observe and learn from them. For example, one of our teachers is so in love with math and seriously gifted at teaching it. She teaches math from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily and has indicated this on the pineapple chart. One of our new teachers loves teaching reading, but doesn't enjoy math as much, so she is able to go into a classroom and observe best practices that she can apply to her own craft. This helps both teachers involved feel supported, successful, and provides them with a sense of control for their learning. You're probably wondering how this happens due to coverage needs. Sometimes that comes in the principal or myself offering our time to cover a class so that this critical learning can take place. The pineapple chart is open to anyone at any time and has resulted in a high level of collaboration and mastery learning. If you aren't already incorporating this practice, give it a try. Step 5. Collect data. Throughout our year-long programming, we collect data in a few different formats. We survey mentors and mentees to gain feedback on how monthly meetings are impacting their practices, areas in which they need to develop as adult learners, and areas where my partner in programming and I need to improve in our planning. We also collect data from walkthroughs. A big focus we have been working on is aggressive monitoring. We make sure to visit classrooms of everyone enrolled in our group to see how it's going for them. We also have informal conversations to gain information and inform our future planning. Building capacity is key in personalizing the learning of beginning teachers. Building relationships, establishing rapport, and providing ongoing professional development matched to your school improvement plan will result in lower attrition rates, improved ratings on teacher evaluations, and most importantly, more successful students. We encourage you to consider these 5 steps in personalizing the learning of your beginning teachers and invite you to reach out to us to request the materials we utilize and continue to gain favorable results from. Thank you for listening to CMS PL Leader Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next month.